20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country's May We Say Thank You Tour is presented by Boss Services. Here's a recap of our broadcast at the American Legion Post 105 in Benton Harbor.
The May We Say Thank You Tour is our opportunity to go around, talk to some of the American Legions and different members of the Legions and ask them a little bit more about their organization, but also, you know, their service. And ultimately, the name of the game is saying thank you. That's what it's all about. They deserve it for everything that they've done to give us the freedom that we have today and the ability to come here and sit down on these chairs and not have to worry about anything. And Larry's here. And Larry, you are the commander. And with that, we were talking a little bit about Facebook Live or on Facebook Live about things that are happening tonight. So what is happening tonight?
Tonight we have Rockin' Randy from 7 to 10. Kitchen's open. Come out. Dance. Have some food.
There we go. All right. Hear that, Randy? I gave you a free one. The bill's in the mail now, okay? All right. All right. So we're going to be out here. It's a cool opportunity, again, to come out, listen to some music, chat, and again, say thank you. And along those lines, too, Larry, let's talk a little bit about your service. So what did you do? Where were you serving? When did you enlist?
I enlisted in 1971. I enlisted into the Navy. I did boot camp in Great Lakes, Chicago in the wintertime, which is really, really cold.
Yeah. Well, and let's talk about that, too, because you didn't necessarily enlist. It was kind of, you did enlist, but it was kind of during a time of, drafting, right? And you were in the last year of that, you said, and you said, you know what, I actually would prefer to be on, you know, doing the Navy. And when you get that opportunity to go on the ship for the first time, when you go and do that, what was going through your mind?
Well, the first time I was on it, when I first got on board, it wasn't too bad. But then we went to Halifax, Canada. And we got up there, and it was foggy. And we sat there, and we rocked for 3 days and 3 nights. And I seen everything from lifers to green guys like me getting sick. And all I could think of is, oh, my God, I've got 3.5 years of this to do yet. I don't know if I can live through it.
And then the next go around, you know, next time you went on the ship and stuff, when you get a little bit more, we'll say, seasoned with the traveling on the ships, and you saw those younger guys that were in your position, did you give them any advice, or did you laugh and be like, I know exactly what they're going through?
You just got out of their way so they can make it to the bathroom or over to the side fast enough.
Because you knew what they were doing.
You knew what was going to happen. Oh, that's, yeah, you don't want to be in the middle of that. They will, they'll do anything to get by you. Oh, man. Okay, so you served for 4 years, you said. And let's talk about some of the other places that you traveled and other places that you've seen.
Oh, man, I've been halfway around the world and lived to tell about it.
Yeah,
baby. We went to South America. We went down the East Coast. Hit every major city and came up the West Coast, went through the Panama Canal. Last couple years that I was in, we were a test ship for Sperry Vickers, and we spent all of our time down in the Caribbean, cruising the Caribbean. Every day, 90 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, you know, shorts and t-shirts, of course, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gotta do that. Gotta do that. Again, we're here in our hometown, man. We decided, you know, we got to keep coming back here. And normally it's Lindsay out here, and this is my first trip out here. But we've talked before, Larry. What do you think so far? Lindsay still winning? Are we getting closer to a tie at least?
Like I said, if you shave that beard off, you might get close.
There we go.
Close.
I'll keep trying. She's definitely got a leg up on me. But I tell you what, this is so much fun out here already. We've had a lot of good conversation with some of the folks here and talking about, you know, a little bit of your service the last time that we spoke. But I want to talk a little bit more in detail about that. So mentioned that you were in the Navy, but your specific job, what did you learn? Not only about yourself as a person, but maybe some other trade skills that you picked up along the way during your service.
Well, I was a signalman, what they call an educated bosun's mate. I got to go to school for 6 weeks and basically learn how to chip paint and paint.
Wow.
That was, you know, it was communications. We learned semaphore, Morse code, and flags for communications, for maneuvers and stuff like that. And it was just practice, you know.
Did you like doing that? Was that something that you're like, you know what, this is a good gig? Or was there always something where you're like, man, I'd really like to get to that point. I'd really like to work in that specific field with the Navy.
Yeah, I always wanted to be a tool and die maker. And that's what they tried to talk me into shipping. I had somebody call me and say, well, we can make that happen. I says, well, I've been here for 4 years and nobody made it happen. And right. I'm not giving you another 4 years of my life. I said, this is not my cup of tea.
Right, right. Exactly.
But when you're in, you volunteer. Yeah, you really don't want to be there, but I signed the papers and you make the best of it with, you know, what's, you know, you did it, make it.
Yeah. One way or another, they're going to have you, and whether it be the Army, whether it be the Navy, one way you're going to be serving. So when you got back, what was it like when you got back from serving? Did you find a job right away? Did you, again, carry over those trade skills into a different career?
Well, the only trade skill for that job was to be a crane follower with a flag. And there wasn't a whole lot of need for that kind of job. And so I just went to work. I went to work in the die-cast industry.
Sure. So that's close to tool and die, right?
Yeah.
Not really. All right. Well, we're going to be here for a little bit longer. 6 o'clock is when we're going to wrap things up, but you still have the opportunity to come out here. Full Kitchen is open today again. Burgers, brats, they've got chicken sandwiches, a lot for you to choose from out here. And we had some of our friends stop out and hang out with us here, Roger, Chris, and their daughter, come out here to hang out with us again today like they did with me at New Troy on Wednesdays. Making their tour with us, we'd love for you to join all of us on the May We Say Thank You Tour, again brought to you by Boss Services. Well, we would love for you to be with us at our May We Say Thank You Tour stop here, American Legion Post 105 in Benton Harbor, and it's all brought to you by our friends at Boss Services. Now, Jeff was out with Lindsay yesterday. We'll get him out here on one of my tour stops here eventually, too, but they're busy people, and I tell you what, so great to have them on board here, and huge fans of them over at Boss Services. Also want to say thank you to our other sponsors making this possible, Walsh Body Shop, Mike and Son, Padnos Iron and Metal, Benton Harbor, Redbud Recycling Buchanan, and SRI Dowagiac. Actually passed right by Padnos on my way here, so that's pretty cool to wave at them on the way by. And then Starks Family Funeral Home, another one of our great partners here for the May We Say Thank You tour stop. Now, interesting, Laura with Starks Family Funeral Home, she's going to be doing Dancing with the Stars here. I believe it's tomorrow. Is that right, Larry?
Yes, tomorrow night.
You have some stakes kind of vested in this competition as well, too. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law, Kristen Adams, she's been doing it ever since it started, and she just loves it. She's a dancer.
Yeah. She ever try to get you in it?
No.
She ever try to teach you to dance or anything like that?
No.
Do you dance at all?
A little bit. You get enough alcohol in anybody, you know, can dance.
That's right. I tell you what, you get that going, I could even dance, I tell you. So your daughter-in-law, so let's talk a little bit about your family. You got how many kids?
I have one son, Joseph. And he's an engineer at Whirlpool. And then Kristen, and she does, she's got her master's in social work.
Very cool. Okay. So let me transition it back to, you know, the service. Was there ever a point where your son kind of asked you about your time in the service?
Not a lot, other than when he was in high school, they were trying to get him to go in. And I told him no.
That was going to be my next question.
And he said, well, why not? I says, you're too smart. Get your education. And then if you want to go in, then you can go in. I said, but not now.
You can always, and that's the thing with the military. If you do want to join after a little bit after college, you absolutely can do that. But that's kind of an interesting story that way. So he's very successful as well. Did you ever tell him any stories about, you know, specific things about traveling around and being on the ship or any kind of, I don't want to say hazing because I don't feel like hazing is the right word. I want to say initiation. Is that a better word?
Yeah, initiations. There really wasn't a lot of that. The only time really is when you become a shellback. And when we went across the equator going to South America.
I'll say that this is interesting because I was listening to the story yesterday from another serviceman. What you told me was different from what he said. It's a lot of similarities, but a little bit of difference.
Well, yeah, everybody's had their own conceptions, you know, and we had a lot of pollywogs was what we were called before you go across the equator. And we outnumbered the shellbacks probably 10 to 1. And so we pretty much ran the show.
Yeah.
We gave them permission that, okay, yeah, we'll do this.
It's a rite of passage, we'll say, when passing through the equator. Yeah. So, I mean, cool stories that come out of this. And out of your service, out of the time that you were there, what is, I'll say, I don't want to say like necessarily memory, but what's the favorite thing that you took away from your service till now, looking back on it and be like, you know what? I'm glad in a sense I did it because of this.
The people you meet, you know. I had friends that were like brothers. You lived together for 3.5 years. And just being around those guys, you know, when I got out, I missed them. I really missed them. But
and that's why it's important to do something like this, to come to the American Legion, because though they're not exactly the same people that you served with, they still have a sense of understanding the same thing that you're feeling and that you're going through with your brothers that you were with serving. And it's an opportunity to make new friends, new brothers here in the Legion with those similarities. So, Larry, we appreciate you having us out here, man. You're awesome. We've been talking quite a bit here with Larry about a lot of different things, but I want to kind of circle around where we kind of started in a way, and that's talking a little bit about the food specials. So you guys have a lot of cool things going on, and the fact that you got a pretty new deep fryer here as well, you guys put that to use. So let's talk about some of the different specials you have going on throughout the weeks and throughout the months.
On Thursday night, every Thursday night from 5 to 8, we have a burger night. I think a hamburger basket with French fries is like $5. Can't beat that.
No, that's a great deal. That's a great, great deal. And then, what is it, every second Tuesday?
The first Tuesday of every month, we have a taco night. The SAL puts that on, and that is really good.
Yeah. Okay, when you make a taco, I have to ask, because it's really interesting. A lot of people don't do this, but do you put guacamole on yours? What do you put on your taco?
I don't. I don't know, lettuce, tomato, cheese, sour cream. Gotta have sour cream, baby. Yeah.
It's not a taco unless it has sour cream on it. Let's be real. All right. So that's awesome. So a lot of great food. And again, let's kind of run down some of the other food items that you have as well. Because you mentioned chicken sandwich. That is awesome. Can we put cheese on that? Do you...
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, what else?
Put cheese on everything.
See, Larry, you and I, how are we not best friends right now? Right?
Brats. I go down to Buchanan to get the brats. And they're...
Lowry's,
yep. Yeah. And they're scrumptious. And I think it's $6 for a brat and French fries.
It's a pretty solid deal right there. A good quality meat, good quality food as well. So you can stop by here. Now, is it always open for people to come in and eat? What's the schedule like for that?
Well, the food we usually do on Thursday night. And when Randy's here, like tonight, the kitchen will be open. And one person I'd like to thank is Dave Reed and his son Jordan for always being here to do the cooking.
Takes a lot to do, and I tell you what, especially in the summertime and on a Friday night when there's other things that could be done, taking time to come out here and cook is a pretty big deal.
Yeah. His oldest son, Steven, when he was a junior, we got him cooking when he was a junior. Yeah. Then he graduated from high school, and he got a real job,
yeah.
And we lost our cook. And Dad had to come back and put the apron back on.
He tried to talk his son out of going to school or going to work at a different job. Are you sure you really want to do that? I mean, come on out. Larry, thank you so much, not only for having us out here, being an amazing host, having a great conversation, but also for the service that you put in, not only as American Legion, you know, commander, but also just for the service that you had when you were in the Navy. That's pretty cool stuff, and I'm glad that you were able to open up and talk a little bit about it and tell me a little bit about your service. So on behalf of everybody in Y Country, thank you. And that's what this is all about.
Thank you for coming out. Anytime.